This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
Bas, thank you for joining us. We have Gemma Savio, who is the curator of contemporary design and architecture at the NGV, and is going to be talking to us about the Women in Design Commission. Gemma, thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Now, Gemma, before we jump into talking about the exhibition, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into the role you're in?
Yeah, sure. So as you introduced, I'm curator of contemporary design and architecture at the NGV, and I have a background as a trained architect. So I worked in practice for a number of years before moving to Melbourne to follow an opportunity to work in architectural and design publishing. And so from that, I was editor on a very popular residential architecture magazine and also started a contemporary art and design magazine. And that kind of, breadth of industry experience, along with some time working in universities, teaching and doing research, has afforded me the opportunity to work as a curator. And I suppose that understanding of the industry, both nationally and internationally.
How long have you been at the NGV?
Only a short while, so only 4 months. But been a very whirlwind, opening a number of great exhibitions, including the Mecca NGV Women in Design Commission.
Yeah, and because most of the people we speak to from the NGV have been there for hundreds of years, you know, like, and so they look at you and go, the new kid in town, I suppose.
Yes, exactly. But I'm lucky; I work with a very very established team and a small team with Ewan McEwen and Simon Leamon, who are very kind and guiding me.
I'm sure they are. So yeah, let's talk about architecture, because I absolutely love architecture and no qualifications apart from just looking at buildings. And I walk around and take photos every day of architecture in my local area in St Kilda, the centre of the city as well. Architecture is such a wonderful thing, and it's free because we can look at it as we walk down the street, can't we?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So architecture is one of the most public and kind of civic creative disciplines, because it's something that really shapes our environment in a way that's incidental and also extremely powerful. You know, it affects our quality of life every day, both in the private realm and also in public space.
Yeah, and you know, and just the NGV, the international, that building alone, it's so strong. You know that something important is in there, and it's holding all that amazing art, and with the moat around it as well. What great architecture that was in its day.
Yeah, it was very innovative and still of its time, but able to tell a story. And I think that's what architecture does. It can create, it creates atmospheres, and it creates, it kind of suggests ways of behaving and ceremonial kind of aspects as well.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, this last week, even though it was raining most of the days I was doing it, I had friends from England in town, and you know, like, the wonderful thing about walking around the city of Melbourne is that there are so many eras that you walk along, and you know, like, there's Art Nouveau, there's Art Deco, it just goes on, you know, like, and you've got to keep on looking up in Melbourne, don't you? Because there is so many beautiful old architecture and now modern architecture.
That's right. It's a very layered, we have a very layered cityscape here, and also in the inner suburbs, a very layered suburban scape too. Mm. So it's nice to hear that you have an eye for that kind of detail and are enjoying the work of all of the architects in this country.
Yeah, well, on my social media, I post every day. I live in St Kilda and I post every day a photo of architecture in St Kilda. And the reaction I've had, and I started it during COVID, and I can't stop it because everyone loves it and said, don't stop. We love seeing your photo every day. I didn't know about that building and I live down the street from it. It's really quite interesting. So tell us, what is this Women in Design Commission?
So the Mecca NGV Women in Design Commission is a new Architecture and Design Commission, which was launched last year on International Women's Day.
Yep.
And it's a 5-year program where the NGV with Mecca are commissioning a architect or designer of international esteem or regard to produce a new work, which will be collected by the NGV.
Right. Okay. And what is it this year?
So this year, the architect who was invited is called Tatiana Bilbao.
What a great name! A great name to begin with.
I know. If you were given a name like that, you immediately have presence.
Absolutely. And tell us who is she?
So she's a Mexico City-based architect, yeah. And she's extremely well known for her work as, I suppose, a disruptor in the industry, particularly looking at social and affordable housing and rethinking the way that domestic spaces are planned to make them more inclusive and offer, I suppose, diversity and home for people who, I suppose, can't really access home as easily as others.
Right, okay. And so what is she actually doing here? Designing something? Is it built or is it just a design?
So her work, it covers a number of scales. So architects are well known for working on buildings, uh-huh. but they also are very heavily engaged in research, in exhibition design, in writing. So she's engaged in all of those things, as well as working across, you know, single residential houses, she just designed a big botanic garden. So she does all sorts of different scales of work. And all of her work explores ideas. So it's not just solving a problem, it's actually interrogating the way that society operates. So it's a kind of long-winded answer because it's a complex
work. No. Go for it.
So I'll try and explain this as clearly as possible. But so she has developed for the new commission an installation which expresses the ideas, research and values that drive her practice. And the focus of her exhibition, the exhibition's called La Ropa Sucia Se Lava en Casa, which translates to dirty clothes are washed at home. And in this work, slightly tongue-in-cheek, and in this work she's looking at the laundry as a site of potential political change in the way that we think about design.
Right, okay. And can we see it? Is it available for us to look at?
Yes, it's open now, and it's a work that consists of a number of what I would describe as architectural elements. The gallery space is painted with a mural that depicts the different ways that laundry spaces have changed over history. There are a number of textile collages that have been produced by the general public during workshops in Berlin, Melbourne and Mexico City, and a series of collages as well. So it's a really immersive kind of mixed media exhibition.
Wow. And that's what I love about the NGV. You get, you just don't walk into a room and there it is. It's how you're creating the experience of this exhibition, isn't it? That, you must be enjoying being part of the NGV the way that, they're pushing the boundaries all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the NGV is a very visionary gallery, and these kind of exhibitions really are exemplary of that because it's not only innovative to create this new commission for women designers and architects, but also to put so much towards creating and making sure that we communicate the work of the designers and architects and, you know, artists as well, in the way that they imagined it, it's a huge part of what we do.
Right. And is there workshops? You know, like can we come and experience, you know, hearing people speaking?
For this exhibition, there probably will be planned some more programming, but we have had a workshop, and Tatiana also gave a public lecture, which I think should be accessible online.
Right, okay. And it's running until the 29th of January next year, obviously. So there's plenty of time for people to come and check it out.
Yeah, that's right. So it's on it over the summer, as it is one of our major exhibitions, and we have a series of other things opening, so it's worth getting down to the NGV and having a look.
Right. And whereabouts is it, Gemma? You know, like within, you know, like, because at present there are some sections that are closed because there's exhibitions getting ready to be launched. Where is this one?
So it's on level 3 at the NGVI. So it's the building that you were describing earlier that has the moat that surrounds it.
Yep.
And it should be fairly easy for people to find.
Right. Okay. And what's it called again?
It's called La Ropa Sucia Se Lava en Casa. And it's by...
I did that just to get up your nose.
Taking a bit of practice, but I've got there. And it's by Tatiana Bilbao, and it's the Mecca NGV Women in Design Commission.
Brilliant.
It's very exciting.
Yeah, commission. Yeah. It sounds amazing, especially for somebody. And I know that Eve likes architecture as well, so something to go and check out.
Great.
Thank you. Thanks for chatting with us.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Bye.
Thank you. We've been chatting with Gemma Savio from the NGV. She is the curator of the Contemporary Design and Architecture.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.